To bestow means to give. And to give is actually the natural nature of all living beings. If you look in the natural world, the trees automatically give. They give shelter, they give fruit. The flowers automatically give beauty and fragrance. The water gives nourishment and sustenance. When we are natural, when we are real, when we are true, we don't even have to think about giving. But it pours into our every deed, our every action, quite naturally. But somewhere on this trail of life, we forget our natural nature. We become buried in roles and experiences. We become lost in the physicality of this world. And so we lose that natural ability to give. When we lose our true nature, our remembrance of our true nature, we begin to take our nourishment from the outside world, through religion, through devotion, through anything we can find on the earth that can give us an experience of the peace and the love and the joy that we feel we've lost. Take a journey now and prepare yourself to meet the one who is eternally a bestower. Imagine that you pass through the door and leave the material world behind, leaving even the weight of your body behind, as you become light as a feather, as if you're just floating on those clouds, pure spiritual energy, leaving the drama behind, just light. Just peace, clearing the slate of your mind completely, and allow yourself to center in that remembrance of being that light as you come into the presence of the supreme ocean of light, the highest being of the universe who is eternally a bestower. The Supreme Being has the power to bestow eternally because he never loses contact with the qualities of love, with the qualities of peace, but most importantly, never loses contact with the reality of being a spiritual being. And so those qualities radiate naturally from God. Allow yourself to just rest in these vibrations of love, to rest in these vibrations of peace, and receive that pure energy. It's as if your battery is being recharged. God is always able to bestow because God is always in the natural spiritual state. But also, there are no needs, no desires, no expectations. And so never does God have the habit of taking from anything external. When I allow myself to receive these beautiful vibrations from God, two things happen. The battery of my soul becomes charged. And the second thing that happens is I regain the remembrance of who I really am as a spiritual being. I let go of over-identifying with the body, and I sense myself as natural light, natural peace, natural love. And just as easy it is to breathe in and breathe out, I breathe in these pure vibrations, and I breathe out any tension or sorrow or sadness. I just let it go as I come closer and closer to the natural state of generosity. When I spend time with the bestower, I return to my true self. And just like those trees that give so naturally, and the flowers and the rivers and the earth, I too begin to give naturally to the world around me through my natural talents, abilities, qualities, and just through the presence of pure spiritual energy. This is what it means to bestow.